Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. You can also find us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa on Amazon, and, of course, at our website at VegasNonstop.com. Joining me in studio, illustrator extraordinaire and sports fan Neil Portnoy.
Good afternoon.
Good morning
and good night.
Good morning, good night. Whenever you're listening, that's what time of the day it is. Also joining us from College of Southern Nevada, Professor of Music, Dr. Mark Wherry.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you can't see him yet. If you're watching on Facebook, you can tune in at Jonathan Scott LV or Vegas Nonstop. And lots going on to talk about. We hope you have an exciting weekend planned. Here's some of the things that we recommend. We've got a pair of show tickets to give away at our VegasNonstop.com website and discount tickets for sale for some great live Vegas shows. And here's what's happening this weekend. Brought to you by LVNet, your local internet provider. Call LVNet and cut the cord from cable TV. You'll be glad you did. And I just did. So see you later, alligator. No more $200 a month for television programs.
I did it 3 years ago. I'm done. And no more cable.
Yeah. What do you use? Do you use like a Fire Stick?
I use a Fire Stick, and I stream, and I use PlayStation View is the one app that I use because it's got all the stations that I want to watch. But it starts to add up. It starts at, if you want to buy the CBS app, the
NBC. It's like $10 a month for each one, roughly, right?
But it's better. You don't have to deal with the cable.
Yeah, I'm just starting. So, I already have my Netflix, my HBO, my Apple TV.
Okay.
So I've got to add, I'm going to add Showtime because I like my Ray Donovan and some of the shows on Showtime.
When the hell do you have time to watch television? You're out and about all the time.
I watch movies and sports. I watch probably a movie a night.
Really?
Yeah, I watch one.
I watched yesterday.
Did
I streamed.
Like it?
No, I did not like it.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about it either.
I was very disappointed.
I thought it was very reminiscent of Slumdog Millionaire, which was the same director.
There was inference, no Coke.
I know.
He had to order Pepsi.
I know.
No cigarettes.
Right.
And when he went to get his albums, there were no Beatle albums.
I know. There was kind of a contradiction.
And then there was John Lennon.
And then there's John Lennon.
Who didn't know he was a Beatle at
70 years old. Yeah, Mark, did you see it?
I did not.
Well, we just ruined that, didn't we?
Sorry, guys.
Well, you'll like it because of the music.
Hey, Jonathan, I have a question about cutting the cord. How do you watch sports?
Well, I just did it this week.
Stream it.
Oh, okay.
So you can stream Fox Sports or CBS, which has the football games on it, which all I'm going to watch on Sunday will be my Bears are playing in London against the Raiders.
And well, I think you can do the NFL Network, too. I have.
Oh, is that what you have?
Well, on PlayStation View, which is the app I use on my Fire Stick, I have MLB, NHL, NBA, NFL, and I can watch games. I watched my
Red
Sox.
How much is that a month?
Who knows? I don't pay. Yeah. All I do is draw.
Dorothy,
you know that.
Dorothy
pays.
What about college football?
If I want to watch a game, that's on the CBS, the NBC, the ABC.
Or ESPN.
Or ESPN or Fox. I mean, everything.
Oh, cool. Everything. I'm going to have to check that out.
Are you still on one of the cable companies?
I am. I'm on DirecTV.
Yeah, well,
that's satellite. That's better than cable.
It's satellite.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about that, yeah.
So, anyway, LVNet, I think they're great. And here's some of the things that are going on. Former Saturday Night Live Weekend Update host, stand-up comedian Norm MacDonald, performs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7:30 p.m. at the South Point Showroom with our friend Dennis Blair opening up for Norm. Dennis might not like that reference that he's opening up for Norm.
Funny people.
Dennis
is great.
Was playing guitar last night. We saw Jada Valente at the Smith Center.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sunday, 8 p.m., Steve Martin and Martin Short are joined by special guest Paul Schaefer, sharing showbiz stories and a few bluegrass songs with Steve on banjo, and that's at the Coliseum at Caesars. And the name of the show is Now You See Them, Soon You Won't. Tickets start at only $49. Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, 9 p.m., Rebel Yell Rocker. Billy Idol begins his new round of shows at the Pearl at the Palms Hotel. Tickets start at only $34.95. Billy Idol still puts on a great show. I saw him last time he was around.
Not my style of music. I don't like too rock.
You don't like that rocky stuff? Mark, what do you think?
Billy Idol? I like it.
Yeah, you like it. Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m., Steve Miller band performs songs like Fly Like a Beagle.
I like Steve Miller. Fly Like a Beagle?
That's my version of it. You're going to fly like a beagle at the Encore Theater in Las Vegas. He's a picker, a grinner, a lover, and a sinner. Tickets start at $59.50.
He can move to Vegas in a heartbeat.
Steve Miller, yeah. Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Aerosmith continues their residency at the Park Theater at Park MGM. Tickets start at $75 for Steven, Tyler, and the boys. Boys from Boston, Bostonians.
I know Tom Hamilton, the bassist, and I have actually golfed together in a tournament.
Yeah, how'd you play? When was the last time you played golf?
Well, golf is the only game you yell four, make five, and put down three. So if you understand that, you can play that game. I haven't played in over a year because of my shoulder.
It's not that long. Right? No. Yeah. We recommend our friends the Bronx Wanderers, performing everything from doo-wop to Queen at the Matt Franco Theater at the Link. Bronx Wanderers celebrating 3 years in Vegas and over 1,000 shows this week. Tickets start at $59.99. Congrats to my golf buddy, Vinny Andolfini. Bronx Wanderers. Also recommend Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel and Concert, 8 p.m. at Harrah's Las Vegas, starring Eddie Clendenning. Heartbreak Hotel tells the early story of Elvis, starting in Tupelo. Great archival footage, pictures that you maybe have never seen before, an outstanding musical cast of performers. That's Heartbreak Hotel. This Tuesday at 8 p.m., Pro Football Hall of Famer and announcer Terry Bradshaw talks about his life with music, comedy, storytelling at the Atrium Showroom at the Luxor. I haven't seen it, but I heard that Terry Bradshaw is really highly entertaining and really
fun. I heard
fun.
He's great.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Mark, have you seen it?
There was a girl that was here that was in Steve Wynn's Showstoppers show.
Yes.
Nicole Fenton, and she sang background. She was one of his background singers.
Yeah, I remember
Nicole.
Yeah,
really good show.
I'm surprised. I didn't know he could sing, but he's great. They say he's very, very good.
Yeah.
That's at the Luxor, and tickets start at $65.99. Sunday, 2 p.m., the 9th Annual NF Hope Concert at the Smith Center's Cabaret Jazz benefit the Neurofibromatosis Network. I had to write that out phonetically. Neurofibromatosis Network features great local artists, and it's hosted by our friend, former Jersey Boys star Jeff Lebo. Donations start at $49, and that's a great cause. That's Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Smith Center. Tuesday, 7 p.m., Mark Weary, the College of Southern Nevada's music program, presents the Joe Williams Scholarship Concert at its North Las Vegas campus. Nicholas J. Horn Theater. Performers include the CSN Chamber Choral and jazz singers, big band, and concert band. Tickets are only $15. What do you know about this?
It's going to be a great concert. A lot of variety, a lot of good music. Our students work really hard. And there's going to be the percussion ensemble, big band, concert band, classical music, jazz music, so a potpourri of talent and different styles. People should come out and support our students.
How long a show is it, Mark?
It will start at 7 and probably be done by 8:15 to 8:30. Every group's going to perform for about 15 minutes,
yep,
and then a little five-minute breakdown to switch things around. And
great.
So a lot of variety and a fast evening, fast-paced.
Perfect. Perfect.
How involved are you with the show?
I'm directing two of the groups.
Oh,
I'm doing the chamber chorale and the jazz singers.
That's pretty involved. Pretty involved.
I want to bring you out sometime. You know, I've been mentoring these kids from Desert Pine School with the junior NBA. And Carol Hattar wants to put together a choir of kids. And you know, I didn't know that you do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what my doctorate's in. Is conducting choirs and then jazz, teaching jazz.
I thought you were like an honorary doctor.
No. Like I'm the real thing. Like I've worked hard for that.
Like a doctor of comedy songs.
Yes.
Professor! You know, you always call the keyboard player, hit it, professor! Well,
and what does Keith Thompson say at the Composer Showcase? Doctor of Proctology.
Is that what he says?
No, well, yeah, he has used that joke before.
I think Keith's going to be on with us next week, and I'll talk about that in a second. Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace, appears at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. George Wallace, one of the funniest stand-up comics ever of all time. Just finished a movie with Adam Sandler. Good friend, George Wallace. Dionne Warwick starts her new residency at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's Palace with tickets starting at a mere $125 for the intimate experience to find out what you get when you fall in love. Crabs. And other assorted things. This weekend, Rod Stewart. Somebody mentioned Rod Stewart. Performs all of his. Oh, you just drew Rod Stewart.
I just did an illustration of Rod.
Yeah, performs all his hits while kicking beach balls into the audience at the Coliseum at Caesars. Have you seen Rod?
I have never seen him, but you know he's a soccer guy. So
but he puts on a great show.
Does he really?
Yeah, he really does.
Still has the power?
Well, I saw him maybe a year ago, maybe a little longer, and it exceeded my expectation. He was really, really entertaining.
Good.
And he got into the house. Saturday, October 12th, the Las Vegas Philharmonic features a very special, very Vegas showcase with some of our favorite and your favorite Las Vegas headliners performing Vegas-centric music from Frank Sinatra to Elvis Presley. Conductor Maestro Donato will be our guest next week with Clint Holmes here on Vegas Nonstop. And I think Keith Thompson's going to be joining us also. You know anything about this show, Mark?
I think it's going to be crowded. It's going to have some original music from some of the composer showcase composers.
Yeah, and that's what Keith's going to be bringing in. And also, I didn't know, but Maestro is actually a sports fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he'll be talking about sports.
I'm watching you do this and reading your sheets, which you have in like 27-point type so you can read them.
Yes.
And the one thing that I want you to say, page four, you know, do a Paul Harvey thing like that. Jeffrey, you can switch over here. I'm just stealing your microphone.
Jeffrey with a G, line one. Go ahead, I'm rolled in. From the fish business.
Yeah.
And he's just in time. You're just in time, really, because in our What's Eating You department, here's restaurant news with Jeffrey with a G.
Hi, how are you?
I actually write that.
Really?
In our What's Eating You department with Jeffrey with a G, Thursday, 6:30 to 9:30.
The caveat there would be nice if you told Jeffrey with a G that you were lining me up with that.
I know.
You ever bring food from, I mean, you're a restaurant guy.
Did you not see all the food
in
the hallway?
Yeah, but you can't get near it. Just like a parking spot.
Listen, guys, I'm not going to lie. I just came from a crab cake tasting. It was delicious.
Really? It smells great.
First I walk in, I get the bald jokes. Now I'm getting the crab jokes.
Now you get the crabs.
Delicious crab
cakes. And I think I just mentioned crabs a few minutes ago.
You did.
It all ties together.
Delicious crab cakes.
Taste of Downtown at the Pool at the Plaza Hotel will feature 20 restaurant and beverage companies to benefit the Nevada Restaurant Association. Now, I reached out to our friend Sophie, who's with the NRA, National Restaurant Association, and she's traveling the world, so she won't be there. But some of the restaurants include Oscar Steakhouse, Therapy, Hash House A Go-Go, and Chicago Brewing Company. I know you know Oscar's. You know,
I do know Oscar as well. You and I have been there a few times together.
More than a few. Yeah, I mean, we were doing radio
We were doing our show there for quite some time, and it was almost tradition on Friday afternoons after the show, we'd leave the bar and go to Oscar's.
Yeah, we'd go to Oscar's, and I'd have the French onion soup with a little brandy or whatever was in there.
And you turned me on to the skirt steak there, the Romanian skirt steak.
Yeah, the Spalatro skirt steak.
Delicious.
I like that, you know.
Mickey would be very proud.
It's named after gangsters, you know. Mark, have you been there? Professor, this is Professor Mark Weary.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Professor.
Professor of music, doctor of music.
I'm Professor of food.
Professor. Anyway, I've never been to the Chicago Brewing Company at downtown.
I've been to the one
on the west side.
On the west side, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Fort Apache and Sahara.
Because I'll go to anything that has Chicago in the title. Our movie pick of the week is The Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix as the anti-hero and nemesis to Batman.
And I haven't seen Batman in any of the ads, though.
Batman.
I haven't seen Batman in any of the promos on TV.
I don't know that they licensed Batman in it.
How do you have a Joker without Batman? Duh.
I don't know. Batman.
Boy, have times changed.
Listen to Vegas Nonstop, as I said earlier, on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa on Amazon, and our website. And I'm going for the first time to a UNLV Rebels game against Boise State because best girlfriend ever is from Boise. And
She'll be happy at that game. I don't know about the rest of you fans.
Redshirt freshman starting at quarterback.
I'm sorry?
A redshirt freshman.
For the Rebels?
For the Rebels.
What happened to our stud quarterback?
Well, after
Monty Rogers.
Well, he's still injured.
Ankle. Oh, he's got a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the morning,
no one told him to rub some dirt on it?
The morning line was -24.
It's
moved to 20 -22.5.
Oh, I'm sure that extra point and a half made a huge difference.
It's going to be at Sam Boyd Stadium. What do you know about it? The Broncos look to stay undefeated when they head to Las Vegas to face the Rebels.
I have to be honest. I'm not up to speed on Boise this year. They're typically a very good team in the Mountain West, obviously when they're playing at home on the Smurf Turf.
Is that what it's called?
The blue Smurf turf.
It's blue.
The field is blue.
I've never gone.
The field is blue.
Yeah, they play on a blue field that's, you know, known as the Smurf Turf. So, I have to imagine, given that they're more than three touchdown favorites on the road, and we're starting a redshirt freshman. I'm going to say not so bueno for the Rebels.
Minus 22 and a half. My God.
I think we might be seeing a new coach next year as well.
Boise State plays really good as an away favorite.
They do.
They do.
You're familiar with their against the spread record on the road?
I don't know. I can't quote it, but it's something like maybe 36, 18, and 2.
In general, like over the last 40 or so games?
20 years. No, well, 20. Yeah.
Here, Boise State and UNLV will square off on Saturday night at Sanford Stadium in Las Vegas. I'm talking. These two teams last met back in 2016 when the Broncos defeated the Rebels by a score of 42-25 on the blue turf of Albertson Stadium. Boise State are 4-0, 1-0 in the Mountain West, was off last week after knocking off Air Force 30-19. Let's see if we're looking for UNLV is 1-3. Banged up after last week's 53-17 loss to Wyoming.
Yeah, they were right in there to the very end.
I don't have 53-17. Well, you know, look, I've never gone, and it's going to be fun.
You know, I'd like to say it'd be nice to get like 17 inches of snow, but Boise's used to playing in snow, so that wouldn't help.
No, not so much.
I've never been to Boise, but yeah, I like potatoes.
Really?
Is that a song? Is like a Randy Newman song?
I don't think so. I think you made that up.
I make all of this
up. But I do like potatoes.
What do you have to say about the Bears playing against the Raiders across the pond in London?
One word and one word only. Under.
That's under. Been your mantra. That's been your mantra.
No Mitch Trubisky. The Raiders are hurting an offense. They're missing their number one receiver, Tyrell Williams. They don't have much of a running game to speak of. The Bears' defense is going to be all over the Raiders as Mr. Mack will reintroduce himself to John Gruden's team. So I see a lot of defense and not a lot of offense. I believe it's 40 and a half. Players traveled across the pond. There's a time difference. There's jet lag. There's this. There's that. I'll take the under.
40 and a half is the under.
Shriners I'm getting a open. No from Bobby. He's saying no. Over 40.
Bobby's saying over.
Who's scoring? Okay, fair enough.
The Shriners Open is over at TPC Summerlin. Saturday tea time is 8:30 in the morning. Sunday is 7:30 in the morning. And for those of you that want to go watch some great golf, I've got one name for you, and that would be Phil.
Mickelson?
He was two off after the first round, right? Yep. Two off the lead. He was six under.
I don't know.
Wait, isn't Spieth playing? Or, I mean...
But he and his Koepka. Brother, he shot Kepi. One under, and his brother shot five under.
Koepka's brother?
Yeah.
Shot five under. It's not best ball, is it?
No. Even five under wouldn't win
it's
you anything in best ball.
It's always best ball. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. In studio, we've got illustrator Neil Portnoy. We've got professor of music from College of Southern Nevada, Mark Weary. And, of course, my co-host, Jeffrey with a G. We're going to take a short commercial break and come on back with more sports here on Vegas Nonstop.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today. A Las Vegas Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Are you in the market for a used car? Las Vegas Auto Sales specializes in financing entertainers and hospitality workers. Las Vegas Auto Sales can get you finance if you have bad credit, a repo, or a bankruptcy. Easy approval on great used cars under $10,000. Drive off in a new ride today. $1,000 gets you rolling. Ballers welcome. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 2901 South Highland Avenue, next to Treasures. Visit their website at LasVegasAutoSales.com for the best used car deals. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 702-877-1212. That's 702-877-1212.
You're listening to Sports 920, The Game.
Balding, yes, I'm balding. Watching the hair fall off my head. Balding, yes, I'm balding. Why do I have to shed? Sitting in a church pew, the men all in their rows. The sunlight hits their bald heads, it gives the church a glow. I wonder if they polish their shiny domes of chrome. I guess I should be thankful that I still need a comb for balding. Yes, I'm balding. My forehead is growing by the mile. Balding, yes, I'm balding. Tell me hair is going out of style. Does it skip a generation? Is it from my mother's side? My grandfathers were hairless. I want to run and hide. Uncles and cousins, they've all got few sprigs. It's even hit the women. My aunts all wear wigs. They really do. Balding, yes, I'm balding. Watching the hair fall off my head. Balding, yes, I'm balding. Why do I have to shed? Do women find it sexy? The answer's often no. So shave off all your hair, and then they'll never know. Or if you've got the money, you can buy a rug. Look through your local paper and buy a wonder drug for balding. Yes, I'm balding. My forehead is growing by the mile. Balding, yes, I'm balding. Tell me hair is going out of style. If you've got the answer for hair like Goldilocks, please, sir, impart this knowledge and we'll make $1 million on balding. Yes, we're balding, watching the hair fall off our head. Balding, yes, we're balding. Why do men have to shed? Everybody now, balding, balding. How does a hairpiece look to you? Balding, balding. Transplant by a hair tattoo.
That was hilarious. Thank you, guys.
With my theme song.
Y'all gonna talk into a microphone?
I know. Well, these guys.
John doesn't know how to talk into a microphone. He's too busy playing with his phone.
Professor Mark Wary, well, the professor of music at the College of Southern Nevada, and Mark has recently started a website, and I'm gonna want you to talk about that, Mark. It's called
EducatedPick.com.
I want you to talk to Jeffrey about that because we've talked about pick sites and tout services that have been around for a long time here in Las Vegas particularly, and how is yours going to be different?
Mine is going to be different. I do what is called consensus picks. If you remember, old-timers remember Larry Grossman's radio show, and he would take all the newsletters and come up with consensus picks, but I've taken that a step further, and I try to get on the internet and find as many different resources as I can because there is the philosophy of the wisdom of the crowd. If you can get enough input on something from the crowd to get a consensus, that's what I base my plays on.
Really? I'm actually the opposite. I use my own knowledge, trends, history, and some other variables, but I generally fade the public. My school of thought is the general public is generally wrong. And so last night was a perfect example. There was a lot of money on Seattle last night, and the line was 1.5. And if you had the Rams, you covered by a half. And if you had the
Seahawks,
you lost by a half.
I did.
So because there was no value to me in that 1.5 points either way, I chose to tease the Rams and the over. So I brought that over down to 41 or 42, and I had the Rams plus 7.5. So now if Seattle, and I knew it was a big game for them because they had just been embarrassed by Tampa Bay last week. They gave up 55 points to Jameis Winston, and you have the best defensive player in the world on your team, number 99. So For me, it was an easy bet. I'd rather mitigate my risk because the line didn't mean anything. I knew it was going to be high scoring in Seattle, and so I went with the Rams in the over.
Good play.
Last night it was.
Yeah, so you had to, that's what makes it fun about gambling.
Yeah, well, I also had the Washington Nationals. That didn't work out so well.
But I thought, I've had success with this over the years. Like, I've been doing probably for 15 years. I used to be in a contest where we would pick every college game.
Every week?
Every week.
Oh, my God, that's maddening.
You'd pick the whole thing.
I would bang my head off a wall. I couldn't even be bothered with that. I'm more about fewer selections and higher accuracy.
Well, it wasn't. Well, there was no money involved. It was just the intellectual person.
Then I'm definitely not doing it.
There you go.
Money makes the difference.
I bet. I tell people all the time, I bet to win money. I don't bet on my teams or to watch it on TV or whatever. I'll bet against my team. I often do. If you've listened to my show, I've often faded the Patriots or the Red Sox or the Celtics on a number of occasions if I feel they're in a situation where I think the number's too big, it's too small, the over, the under, or whatever. So,
I mean, to date, how are you doing? You weigh up, you even, you've made a little.
Meaning like since the beginning of January?
Yeah.
I'm probably, I don't keep like super hard track of it. I'm probably running at about 62%, give or take.
Which is great.
That's
really
good.
I say this all the time. Yeah. If you look in the newspaper and you see these guys that prognosticate,
yeah,
experts,
yeah.
Prognosticate, and they're running at about 50%.
I did enter the super contest last year for the first time ever. I finished in the top 800 out of 3,100. Did not cash or get any money, but it was an interesting experience because in that particular contest, you're forced to pick five games in the NFL every week, and it's sides only, no totals. And there were some weeks where I maybe only wanted to pick two plays, you know? So, and the accuracy of the winner in the Super Contest last year was 70-something percent, so...
You're not far off.
You say I'm not, but that gap is so huge.
That gap could be 200 spots.
Or right in my case, 800.
800 spots, right, there you go.
Exactly, so... Listen, I mean, I love betting baseball. So I love betting underdogs in baseball because, as we know, baseball lines are predicated mostly on starting pitching, right?
Correct.
So I will often fade, especially in today's baseball where most starters aren't going past the fifth or sixth inning. Bullpens are garbage, right? So I'm going to lean towards the over if I can in some games, where it's played, how's the lineup, who's injured, day, night, all that stuff. But I'll fade good starting pitchers.
And you just play the first five innings?
Sometimes. Or I'll bet the whole game, knowing that after whatever, you know, Severino's going to be gone after five or six innings, the bullpen won't be as strong, although the Yankees have a good bullpen. So that's a bad example, but I'll use my Red Sox for example, right?
Good example.
I started fading Chris Sale at the beginning of the year, and I kept going for a while. I've done that with Verlander in the past with Detroit, and it worked out well. Obviously, this year he's untouchable. I mean, he's just stellar.
He still have a no-hitter through how many innings now? He had one through four or five innings.
He has a no-no through four right now.
Yeah.
Since you're bringing up baseball, Neil.
Yes. I did it. Jeffrey did, but I'm always glad when he does.
I know.
We're in the playoffs. It's the best time of year. Those two playing games were amazing.
Great games, yeah.
This Tampa Bay team, please get them a stadium, and fans, go out and watch them. This team won 96 games with a bunch of players whose names you do not know.
They're getting them a stadium. It's going to be in Las Vegas.
It's not. I heard Texas, San Antonio.
We'll see.
That's what they need in Texas, a third baseball team.
Yeah, but no, trust me, it's going to be here.
Well, Saturday we've got game two, Minnesota against New York.
Game one tonight?
We're time-shifting.
I'm still at East Coast time. You sure I'm not on, like, European time? Let's go back to that story.
Well, tell us, give us a recap on both leagues and tell us what you think for... what's going on with wild cards?
Listen, it's the greatest time, like Jeffrey said, for baseball fanatics to watch the games, to see, you know, the strategies. The National League is very different because now you've got situations where you got a double switch. You got a triple switch.
Well, and then you look at a series like the Nationals and the Dodgers, and they both have three studs starting at the top of the rotation,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
So I've been betting the unders, which have been right around 7.5.
Close in the first one, but...
Not so close. Well, in the St. Louis game?
Yeah.
Well, the bullpen fell apart late. I think they scored, what, 7-8 runs between the eighth and the ninth.
Yeah, in two innings.
And Acuna doesn't run out another bald.
Well, they sat him out in the dugout in center field.
It's the
dugout,
first playoff game of your career.
They're all over him on radio.
They benched him during the year.
Yeah, they did. And listen, you should say it once. He's a rookie. He's a kid.
Okay, so he got spoken to in the middle of the season when he got benched. You got to remind him again?
Blow up.
He ended up on first base instead of second base in scoring position. They end up losing by one run.
Would have been to third.
End up losing by one run.
Not the double play, the line drive. Yeah.
Terrible. I can't stand it.
What do you do?
I can't stand it. No. I mean, I don't know what you do. You know, it's funny. There are certain things that you don't have to pay for and you don't have to train for. Showing up on time, doing your homework, watching film, and hustling. But that's all character flaws.
That's generalization statements. Not everybody's going
to Well, I know even his own teammates were calling him out after that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But is it enough for him to make a change?
I think this buzz now, I mean, listen, the kid had 41 homers and 100 RBIs. And listen, he is a stellar talent.
He's a stud.
He's a stellar talent. No doubt. Nono's gone. But, I mean, come on, man. You're in the playoffs. You know, who else made the similar comment last year before he got traded to San Diego? Machado, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Manny Machado said something like, if you're looking for me to hustle it out, that's not who I am. Well, thanks, Manny. You told us who you are. That's why you're in San Diego and no one knows you anymore. Right? Think about it. When you're in Baltimore in the AL East with the Red Sox and the Yankees,
right.
And you're playing on national TV in front of that Northeast audience.
Who knows what his stats were for the year?
Anyone have any idea how Manny Machado did this year?
Nope. I have no idea.
That's my point. I mean, it's just, I can't stand these kids that are coming up. They're so talented. They don't hustle. They don't give it their all. And then you look at a guy like Mike Trout. Guy runs through a wall to catch a ball.
Tampa Bay against Houston. Who do you like for the series?
Well, I mean, listen, Houston is a huge favorite here. They're a huge favorite to win it all. But as I said earlier, I expect them to win the series. Now, remember, it's only a five-game series. You only have to win three games. The first two are in Houston. You're going to face Cole and Verlander, right?
Well, yes, correct.
Okay, so
who's Tampa Bay got? I mean, they got a stud at the top. Who's their number two?
I don't even know.
So you're going to take Houston also, Neil?
They have Glasnow. Oh, by the way, Tyler Glasnow's pitching today. He had a great, great season, but even a better second half. I love watching this Tampa Bay team play.
1-point-something ERA his last six
Down
starts.
The stretch, yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, I'll take Houston to win it. I think Tampa Bay probably gets a game, but it's, I mean, listen.
Anything can happen.
Same question, Cardinals-Braves.
Well, the Cardinals flipped the switch on the Braves last night. The Braves, this is a must-win today.
No bullpen.
And by the way, they're underdogs at home today.
No bullpen.
They're
in trouble.
You
Dr.
think
Mark,
so?
Yep. Anything?
What about Yankees-Twins, Jeff?
So if I speak from my head, right?
Right.
The Yankees have absolutely owned the Twins historically,
correct.
Both in the regular season and certainly in the postseason. I think they were... I don't know, something like 13-2 in the postseason over the last however many series they played.
The top two
the Yankees have
clubs.
Have an opposite problem of most teams. They have skeptical starting pitching with a great bullpen and closer, and obviously a lineup that can hit balls. But I'll make the case that Giancarlo Stanton in that lineup makes them a worse team.
I agree.
A worse team.
I agree.
Because he's either hitting it out of the park or striking out, and you don't need that in the postseason. And I love this Twins team. They got a bunch of young guys. I know. I love them. They won 101 games.
Nationals, man. Dodgers. Jeffrey.
I'm rooting for the Nationals only because I'm an Expos fan at heart, and obviously these are my guys.
Dodgers.
I think I said at the beginning of the season, this Dodger team looks really good, and Kershaw doesn't have to bear the burden of all that pressure. We'll see how he does in the postseason. But 6-0 last night to start the series. Washington's going to need their bats to get going. They're going to need Rendon to get going. Hopefully last night was an anomaly after that, traveling cross-country, but I'm going to take the Dodgers
that
in the short
That means it stands alone unlike anything else. Dr. Mark Wary, Dodgers Nationals.
Dodgers.
All right.
I took the Twins for the series.
I still would love to see Dodgers.
Because I'm getting him at almost plus, I don't know, 160, 170.
I think the Twins are going to surprise. I really do.
Well, you have two teams here that hit over 600 home runs combined, so... tell me why today's game the total is only 8.5. So my play of the day today is over 8.5 in that
Paxton,
Yankee game.
Isn't Paxton starting today for the Yankees?
Yeah, Paxton.
I mean, listen.
And Berrios.
Listen, Paxton got it together after a very rough start with the Yankees.
Okay.
But you're talking the playoffs now.
Yeah. And you're facing big bats in that Minnesota lineup. Right.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game, also available on iHeartRadio. And
by the way, one more thing on that Twins game. What? Twins are better on the road than they were at home this year. 55-26 on the road. Yankees are only 57-24 at home. These teams are matched up very evenly. They're 200 today, the Yankees. I'm taking Minnesota in the over.
That's our co-host, Jeffrey with a G, line one. Go ahead, Kramer. We also have illustrator, sports illustrator, Neil Portnoy, and professor of music, Mark Wery, in studio. We're going to take a short commercial break and come on right back here on Vegas Nonstop. Stay where you are.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Are you in the market for a used car? Las Vegas Auto Sales specializes in financing entertainers and hospitality workers. Las Vegas Auto Sales can get you financed if you have bad credit, a repo, or a bankruptcy. Easy approval on great used cars under $10,000. Drive off in a new ride today. $1,000 gets you rolling.
Ballers welcome.
Las Vegas Auto Sales, 2901 South Highland Avenue, next to Treasures. Visit their website at LasVegasAutoSales.com for the best used car deals. Las Vegas Auto Sales, 702-877-1212. That's 702-877-1212.
Hey Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
You're listening to Sports 920, The Game.
All along in life, there are lessons to be learned, like don't smoke, drink, or swear a lot. But I got some advice to add to save you misery. It's something that I have not forgot. That you never tell your wife she's got a big butt unless you want to meet your maker soon. Never tell your wife she's got a big butt. Just smile and pass the macaroons. Macaroons. Cookies, you know. There are seven deadly words that you never want to hear. Do these jeans make my butt look fat? Keep your mouth shut, son. Don't even say a word, 'cause wise men know that it's a trap. And you never tell your wife she's got a big butt unless you want to meet your maker soon. Never tell your wife she's got a big butt. Just smile and pass the macaroons. In the beginning, God created man and took his rib from its place. Adam learned very quickly not to mention her behind, or else they'd never start the human race. And you never tell your wife she's got a big butt unless you want to meet your maker soon. Never tell your wife she's got a big butt. Just smile and pass the macaroons.
Dr. Mark Wery.
Thank you, Jonathan.
That's pretty cool.
That was really cool. It's a good thing I'm not married.
Do you want to talk more baseball, or you want to move on to football?
Well, speaking of baseball, Jose Altuve just took a 97-mile-an-hour fastball over the left field fence to give the Astros a 2-0 lead, bottom five.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, Neil said something to me just before the home run. He made sense. you got to make the pitcher move here. In other words, he's too comfortable on the mound now. He's been mowing them down. There's no score. You lay down a bunt, throw him off his game. Or if I'm the pitcher, I try to change up my stuff because you always told me it's all about upset timing. Altuve was waiting on. He threw a 98, 97, 97.
Yep.
And away, which Altuve likes.
I'll tell you what happened. Jeffrey and I were talking. Third time around in the order, everything changes. You got a pitcher still throwing 96, 97 in the fifth inning, third time around the order. He's way too comfortable. As a former coach that handled pitchers.
Now you want to upset his timing.
I want to upset his timing.
Yeah.
So what I do as a hitter is I make him move off the mound. I'm giving myself up for the team. I drop a bunt down on the first base side, make him turn, go the opposite direction. You know, if he's landing a certain way.
If he twists something a little, plants that foot the wrong way, whatever.
Now you go back on the hill, it's not the same
book. I love it. Although swinging away didn't seem to do him too much harm.
Well, yeah, but he was waiting for that. He sat on that pitch.
He sat on it. Yeah. We watched it. Three pitches. 98, 97, 97, boom, gone.
See you later.
What's it
going
to come down to? Who's going to come down to? Yankees, Dodgers. Everybody would love to see Yankees, Dodgers.
In my opinion, the Dodgers have been there now, third straight year? If they make it third straight year, correct?
Who'd they lose to 2 years ago? Astros, right, of course.
All right.
And then last year's to the Red Sox.
So there's a hunger. It's not all the same players, but it's the same pitching staff.
Correct.
You know, and
same coach, too.
You
know, is Roberts the guy?
So my opinion is I think it will be Houston and Los Angeles, the Dodgers. I think Houston from the American League. I think the Dodgers from the National.
I've been saying all year Houston and Atlanta. I really have.
I don't think Atlanta's
I like
get
this
them.
Young team, although I'll tell you, man, you can never, ever turn your back on the Cardinals. This team, year in and year out, finds a way to win games. It's a culture in their clubhouse, in their farm system, in their coaching staff. They play small ball. They play big ball.
And watch the Twins get in to prove us all wrong, right?
Well, we were just talking. I like the Twins. I do.
You've got some very good teams in the final, eight?
Yeah.
Four, whatever.
Yeah.
Call
Speaking as a Cubs fan, I hate the Cardinals.
Of course you do.
I hate the Cardinals.
And I know why you do.
Yeah.
And it was the Cardinals that ended the Cubby season
yes,
in that crucial four-game series.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the Cardinals won, eight straight going into the postseason? You know, Minnesota's on an 8-2 tear going into the postseason. Yankees are 4-6 in the last 10.
Where's Joe Maddon going to go? Any clue?
I think he's going to go to Anaheim. That seems to be the case. And the Dodgers, the Mets also fired Mickey.
Yeah, their manager.
I can't think of his name.
Mickey the manager.
Mickey the manager. Exactly.
Manager Mickey.
Manager Mickey is gone. They have a new young GM. Obviously, when new GMs come in, they want to bring in their guy. Apparently, the organization wasn't too happy with Mickey throughout the season, but they got so hot in the second half, they really couldn't do anything with it. And then you had Pete Alonso win the home run title. So, I mean, fans were coming to the park over at Citi Field and filling the seats, and you don't want to disrupt that in the middle of the season. So they held on to Mickey. They just fired him, I think, either today or yesterday. But they'll bring in someone new. But they need – you know what's hard today is to find a new manager that has a little bit of old school in him, but that can also relate to the young players. Like, I never understood why the Yankees got rid of Girardi.
Look at Gabe Kapler.
Former catcher for the
I love
Cubs.
Kapler.
You know, there it is, a cyber metrics type. Young, played the game, you know, could probably beat everybody up in the clubhouse. Right.
The body.
And he's done a great job.
He's done a very, very good job. He really has.
So when do you stop the recycling process of bringing back the old because, you know, what they've done before in the past? When does that stop?
Recycling of what?
Of the managers. I mean, is Madden really that good?
Come on.
Yes. I'm serious.
Look what he did for Tampa Bay for years. Look what he did with the Cubbies. He took them to a World Series and won.
Tampa Bay's doing it this year without him.
True. How does a guy like Joe Girardi not have a job?
Former Cubs catcher, Joey G.
Too nice a guy.
I don't get it. I mean,
too nice a guy.
Too nice a guy? Girardi?
Yeah, Girardi's too nice a guy.
I don't know about that. He's a ball buster. I mean, I've seen Girardi go off. I mean, the rule of thumb was in New York, he couldn't relate to the young guys. I mean, come on.
Well, maybe we.
You can't relate to the young guys, and then you get Acuna who doesn't run out a single. A double.
Who are the Cubs going to bring back?
That'll be interesting to see who Theo goes for.
They talked about bringing back the old man. Dave played for the Cubs.
Is
you're talking
Theo
about
back to the Cubs?
The catcher, Rossi.
Yeah. David Ross.
Maybe.
David Ross, yeah. We move on to the NFL.
Pittsburgh. I love catches as managers, by the way. I really do.
Theo's going to Boston.
Who?
Theo.
No, he's
it's
not.
A joke.
He already shot it down. There was a big rumor about that.
He said he shot it down.
All right.
His ex-wife still lives in Boston.
Even more of a reason he doesn't want to go there.
Nobody has a good
relationship. Who wants to be where their ex-wife is?
He went to my high school. I know Theo. I mean, he's been there for years. And Sam Kennedy is still there, too.
Right, right.
They both went to elementary school where I went. But he's not going back to Boston. He likes Chicago. He's got a job to do there. I think he promised the Wrigley family he's going to see this out.
Can we move on to football?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Pittsburgh Steelers, what's happening in Pittsburgh? I'd like two pickets to Pittsburgh,
they
please.
Got off the schneid last week and finally won a game against a division foe. And I'm not going to say they're back, but they certainly look better.
Home dogs.
To who?
The Baltimore Ravens.
How many points?
3.5 as a morning line. Over and under 44.5. Dr. Mark Wherry.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh on that game.
Yeah. I'd like two pickets to Pittsburgh, please.
I don't know how I go on that game. It depends on the weather. I might go over because I think you're going to see scoring on both sides. We know Baltimore can put up points, and they haven't shown that they can stop a lot of people right now. I'm not sure about this new quarterback in Pittsburgh, and there's certainly something's wrong with Juju Schuster. He's not himself because he doesn't have Antonio Brown getting double-teamed anymore.
He's on the Juju.
To open him up. That passing game is weak and you know, average at best. I mean, what was that kid last week? He was like 26 for 28 for, what, 200 yards?
Neil Portnoy. Steelers, Ravens.
I got to go with the Ravens. I think I'm going to go with the Ravens because, like Jeffrey said, I don't know too much about this backup, so speed quarterback. He had a good game.
Against Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, he had a good game.
Mark, what do you think?
I said Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh for you?
If you do take Baltimore in this one, folks, you're going to want to buy the half point and bring it down to 3.
People don't even know that you could do that, you know.
Well, I'm letting them know now. If the line is minus 3, if the line is minus 3.5, and you're giving typical juice or vig, which is minus 110, you can pay an extra 15 or 20 cents, buy it down to 3, and now you'll be minus 130 or 135, perhaps.
Pays a little less. Bears Raiders. We talked about that in London, England. It's not at Wembley. I thought it was going to be at Wembley. It's at a different stadium.
You're not getting that many people at Wembley, I don't think, to watch those two teams play.
They did, I think. The past games last year was at Wembley.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pulling up. But
I'm telling you, I like the under.
You just like the under.
Neil. Under 40.5.
Neil Portnoy, Raiders Bears jolly old London, England.
I'm going to be a homeboy, and I'm going to go with Oakland.
They're not here yet.
Well, yeah, but I'm a homeboy. They're going
to
get here.
I'm taking my Bears minus 5.5. I'm taking my Bears, the Grabowskis. They find a way to win. They're winning ugly, but they're going to win.
Khalil Mack's going to have a field day chasing Carl over the field.
Professor Mark Wherry.
I've got the Bears minus 5.
Okay.
I bet it before I came over.
I'm taking the Bears. The Bears. Arizona Cardinals against the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. Cincinnati is favored by 3.5. Over and under is 47.5. Jeffrey
with a G. The line's
now
3, and Professor's taking Arizona plus 3. And I can't necessarily disagree with him there. I like the young rookie quarterback, Tyler Murray. I like Larry Fitzgerald. And what I saw from Cincinnati, Andy Dalton really should just hang him up at this point.
Illustrator Neil Portnoy.
I'll go with Arizona like the professor.
Okay. Neil.
Make that 3, Arizona.
Okay. Now, you know we're doomed now.
NP. Jacksonville Jaguars. Carolina Panthers. Panthers in Carolina. Minus 3.5 over and under 41. Jeffrey with a G.
I like the Jaguars here. I mean, Carolina has certainly been a much better team since Cam Newton went away.
Your favorite.
3.5 is the right number here. Jacksonville's got a great defense. It's a division rival. I like the way they're playing. Former Patriot Vrabel is doing a really good job. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Tennessee. I'm going to go with Jacksonville here. With
NP.
The 3.5.
NP.
I'm doing the Jacksonville. I agree with everything Jeffrey just said.
Professor.
There's a consensus play on the Jaguars.
Wow. MW.
Guys, bet the other way.
Minnesota Vikings against the New York Giants in New York somewhere.
In East Rutherford.
East Rutherford, New Jersey. Giants underdogs plus 5.5 over and under 44.5. G-Man.
I'm taking Danny Dimes at home. I like this kid. He's put some spark in that team. Sterling Shepard starting to play. Evan Ingram, a nice tight end for a young quarterback to go to. Obviously, the running game's not the same without Saquon, and he's already ruled out, even though he's been healing a lot quicker ahead of that sprained ankle. But 5 points on the road.
Five or five and a half?
I'm showing five currently, but I'll take the Giants at home at five.
NP.
Minnesota, I'm going with the Vikes.
Ooh-hoo. Professor.
Vikings. Cousins doesn't play well in big games, but he plays well in lower limelight games.
Jeffrey with a G. Your New England Patriots in Washington against the Redskins, who are the second lousiest team in the leagues.
Based on what?
Games.
Record?
The Skins are plus 15 and a half against your Patriots, so it's three scores. Washington Redskins plus 15 and a half, Jeffrey.
There's no way I'm laying over two touchdowns on the road with the offense that I saw last week. I'm not necessarily taking Washington here, but I will take the over because I think both teams will be able to score. New England is going through a lot of issues. That defense is very, very good.
What are the issues?
I mean, what are
putting
the
points on
you
the
lost,
board.
You lost Antonio Brown. You don't have Gronk anymore. Edelman's still nursing a chest injury. I'll tell you what, the nicest thing for the Patriots, they have a four-headed monster in the backfield.
Oh, yeah, the running game.
Burkhead, yep. Michelle Sony, James White, and Rex Burkhead, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, they put up 16 points last week on the road. Their defense might outscore their offense. But I'm not taking either side here, but I will take over 42 in Washington.
Neil Portnoy.
I never bet against my New England Patriots, especially after a bad game where Brady goes into the locker room and says to all the veterans, you know, it's time to suck it up.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, he did. He went into the locker room. He was not happy.
I'm sure Bill had a few choice words.
Yeah. Professor Mark Weary.
I'd go contrarian, Redskins, because double-digit underdogs in the NFL is generally a pretty way to go.
Yeah.
Jets Eagles in Philly. It's looks like a pick 'em.
Really?
A pick 'em? What are you talking about?
Well, the morning line that I've got, it's
Eagles are minus 14.
Really? I don't know why they. What do you? Maybe actually, it's off the board at the Westgate.
It's minus 14 and a half.
No, what the heck? The
sheet came out on Wednesday. There wasn't a line then.
Thursday.
So they didn't update it. Yeah, Eagles are two touchdown favorites here. I'm not touching either side, but I do like the over because the Eagles can score, and I think the Jets can score too, even though Sam Bradford's still out. But Luke Voigt may do something.
I don't know why they don't even
I'm going with the over here.
Neil Portnoy.
You mentioned Luke Voigt. I was looking up to see what a Yankee first baseman hit a home run. It's not even on. But
not Luke Voigt. Luke Fox. Sorry.
There you go. I'm looking up. What are we talking about?
I was just reading an article that Luke Voigt made the Yankees roster.
Let's move on to the afternoon game. Packers against Cowboys in Dallas. Cowboys are favored by 3.5 against Packers and Rodgers. Jeffrey,
you know, this is a weird number. 3.5, because normally you would want that line to be 3. Rodgers is fine, but his receivers are hurting. Devontae Adams may not play, and they have not shown to move the ball effectively this year. It's interesting to see how Dallas comes back after that tough game against the Saints, because now their real season starts. But I'll take Aaron Rodgers plus 3.5 in a big game like
Neil.
That.
I'm going the other way. I'm going with Dallas. I think they need a comeback game, and they need it quickly this early in the season, or their season may be heading the wrong direction.
Professor Mark Weary.
Packers. Bet it before it came over.
Okay. 5:20 game. Colts against the Chiefs in KC by how many points?
10.5.
Currently. 10.5. Jeffrey with a G.
I mean, look, that's a lot of points. I mean, I like Jacoby Brissett. Look at the total in this game, 56.5.
Yeah. You're going to take the under?
Absolutely not. I'm taking the over.
You're taking the over. Which team, KC or Colts?
Oh, man. I'll take the Colts plus 10.5.
Neil.
The Colts. You know what?
Marlon Mack's going to keep him in the game.
Professor.
Double-digit dog. Colts.
Colts. I want to thank Professor Mark Weary for coming in studio. Play us on out of here. Illustrator Neil Portnoy. Website is idrawpeople.com. Jeffrey with a G, available at a theater near you. If you see us, please say hello. Tune in on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Go to the website at vegasnonstop.com. Thank you, Bobby Machado, our board operator. And if you see us out, please say hello. And eat well, party hard, my friends. Be nice to each other. Jonathan Scott saying peace.
Gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?